Welcome to Today on Broadway for Tuesday, May 9th, 2017. I am James Marino from BroadwayRadio.com and BroadwayStars.com. Matt is off tonight seeing a production of Into the Woods, Boom Squish. I'm going to bring you a brief overview of the headlines over the past day or so, and Matt will be back to clean up the mess that I make in tomorrow's broadcast. So first up, let's start with all the different awards that are happening here in this season. The New York Drama Critics Circle today named Oslo Best Play of the 2016-17 season, and The Band's Visit was named the Best Musical. The selections were made at the organization's 82nd annual voting meeting. Just so we can keep these organizations straight, the New York Drama Critics Circle is 22 drama critics from daily newspapers, magazines, and wire services and websites based in the New York metropolitan area. Adam Feldman is the theater critic for Time Out New York. He's the president of the organization since 2005. Elizabeth Vincentelli serves as vice president, and Joe Domenomitz is the treasurer. In the next award, the 2017 Lucille Lortel Awards, Oslo comes up big in this one as well. The Lucy Lortel Awards for Outstanding Achievement Off-Broadway were presented Sunday night, May 7th at NYU Skirball Center. This year's event was hosted by actor-comedian Taron Killiam and once again serves as a benefit for the Actors Fund. Here's a short list of, an abbreviated list of some of the winners. For Outstanding Play, Oslo won. For Outstanding Musical, The Band's Visit won. For Outstanding Revival, Sweeney Todd won. And for Outstanding Solo Show, Notes from the Field won. Now, there's a ton more winners than those four, but we're going to leave that in the show notes, and you can jump over there and click on the link and read them as well. In the third set of awards, Oslo and Hello Dolly and Come From Away top the Outer Critics Circle. Now, the Outer Critics Circle is the organization of writers and commentators for media covering New York theater from outside the New York City area. Their abbreviated list is Outstanding New Broadway Play as Oslo, Outstanding New Broadway Musical Come From Away, Outstanding New Off-Broadway Play, If I Forget, Outstanding New Off-Broadway Musical, The Band's Visit. Now, one thing to note about the Outer Critics Circle is that Dear Evan Hansen, In Transit, and Natasha Pierre, The Great Comet of 1812, and Significant Other were considered in previous years, so they were not eligible for this year's, but Oslo is 3 for 3. I wonder if that's going to be a trend that we'll see continue. Related to all these awards, the box office numbers were announced also, and Tony nominations coming out last week, we had major increases to Oslo and A Doll's House Part 2. The top three moneymakers last week were Hamilton, which broke the $3 million mark again, Hello Dolly with just under $2 million, and The Lion King just below Hello Dolly at $1.95 million. Overall, Broadway sales were up to $32.9 million, and there are 36 shows playing. Attendance is a little bit down, coming in at 84% of the total capacity of all the theaters. Next up, James Barron of the New York Times spoke with Adam LeGrant, who is Barbara Cook's son. It was a really sweet and sad article that served as the announcement that we will never again see Miss Cook perform live. Or maybe we won't. So they did leave the door open that she might return for an occasional thing here and there. But this is a really touching article that I encourage everybody to go and check out at the New York Times and read it. Also, tangential to this is that I'm a huge fan of James Barron from the New York Times, and he is partially responsible for Today on Broadway, as he did the daily New York Times headline podcast for a number of years that inspired the idea for a daily Broadway news podcast that Today on Broadway has become. So I'm doubly a big fan of this article. Over at Deadline, Jeremy Gerard and Jordan Roth chatted about the nominations. One couple of interesting points that they brought up here is that Jordan believes that the Tony voting system will become digital in the future, and right now it's up to the honor system that voters will attend all nominated productions in the categories they vote for. Jordan supposes that in a digital system, we'll be able to hold voters accountable for not actually seeing some productions and yet voting in categories. Since this year's production is still analog and won't be digital, I guess that the Russians are not going to be able to hack the voting for the Tony Awards, and Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet won't be winning that one, but we'll have to see. Jordan and Jeremy also talked about the New York Times. They have an a column that appears each year, Who Should Win and Who Will Win, and they talk about the angst that it brings in Broadway offices, and how Broadway offices have this love-hate feeling for that inevitable column. Jordan also points out that the column is often wrong about the winners as well. And then finally, in this Deadline article, they talk about the cost of bringing a Broadway show to the Tony Awards to perform, and that can cost up to $300,000, and whether or not a producer should make that decision to shell out for that money, which $300,000 could be just the starting cost, and whether or not they should gamble the money to bring their show to the Tony Awards or not. Finally today, Philip Baroth over at the Broadway Journal brings us an update for the Rebecca trial, where the jilted producers are asking the courts to award an $11 million settlement to them from their former press rep, Mark Thibodeau. It would be terrible injustice to bring a ruling down on Thibodeau for speaking truth to power about what was happening over at Rebecca, and really glad that Philip Baroth is covering this as well. So that's an abbreviated, shortened version of Today on Broadway. Matt's going to be back tomorrow to bring you the news and headlines, and I'll be back the following day with Matt to finish out the week.